the message of the church. I'm going to tell you right now, it might be tough and it might be hard, but I'm telling you, there's a fire shut up in our bones that, praise God, when it's released, it has power. It has power and it has effectiveness in the hearts of the people. God help us to realize, even though the enemy has tried to stomp out the fire of God's word, we need armies have burned it. Governments have forbidden it. Humanists have tried to explain it away. Evolution have tried to discredit it. Cults have tried to distort it. Comedians have mocked and defamed it. Satan is trying to steal it. Liberals have said it is not relative for this generation. Judges have tried to outlaw and overrule it. Kings have tried to hide it. Oh, but I want to tell you something right now. When the word of God is in your heart and God has a will for it to be released, it's going to be released. When our president was swore in the other day, I was shouting in my spirit to say, you know what, devil? You tried to stop the move of God for this next generation. But let me tell you, God is going to have his way. God is going to do a work in the church today. And we need to get excited about what God is doing. He's the one that is allowing things to begin to be put into place and to set everything into motion. I believe God is going to do something mighty. How many of you in this room believe God's going to do something mighty in these last days? The enemy might resist it. When he said what he did about the assassin's bullet missing his head by 2 inches, he turned his head just in time. Let me just tell you, that's the favor of God. And people might mock that and make fun of that, but let me just tell you, he's still alive and he's our president. And I thank God for his sovereignty and I thank God for his favor. Anybody else in this house believe God is still has his hand on America? If you believe it, will you just give the Lord a praise? Hallelujah. He wants to release it. He wants to release it and in a way where it's going to have powerful effectiveness. When God's word is released, it goes forth like fire, unstoppable, like power that cannot be resisted. I'm thankful about the word of God and how when it's released in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. You think about that. We heard a message a few weeks ago, Jensen Franklin and then our former general overseer talked about the treasure of snow, storing things up. Do you realize that what you've been doing is not in vain? Your ministry, your prayer time, your support in the church, you're preaching the gospel on a regular basis. That's not in vain. In fact, there's something being stored up. It's like snow that comes down in the mountain and it's stored up in the mountain. It's going to be released one day. And when it's released, it's going to be like a torrent flood that comes down out of the mountains. It's been stored up for you and for me. I'm telling you right now, in these last days, there's going to be a revival that's going to sweep this land. And there's going to be people that have been resistant. They rejected it. But I believe God is going to do something by his Holy Spirit to cause them to see, for their scales to fall from their eyes, from the plugs to come out of their ears, from the hardness of their heart to be removed, and so that they will be softened to hear the word of the Lord again. I'm thankful. How many of you believe God wants to do something like that in this house today? Amen. To us and to all those that we love and care for. I believe that God is going to do something that's going to be released in such a way, and we need to be prepared. It should be the vision to say, God, you're about to release something mighty in our midst. The devil will tell you to forbear. The word isn't working. You're wasting your time. It's over. It can't happen. What you have been speaking, no one is listening. That is a lie from the pits of hell. Come on, somebody. God wants to do something. We need to tell that voice to shut up. Come on, somebody. We need to tell that voice to shut up. God has something He wants to speak and He wants to release. Put the enemy where he belongs. Out of your thoughts and under your feet. Come on, somebody. I'm going to tell a testimony. I've probably told you 10 times, but I'm going to tell it again. Ministry is powerful in this. That was it powerful in a time when we were here in Burleson. And there was a black couple that had a church in Burleson, and we had a community revival at the old theater in Burleson. And we gathered everybody together, but we had a good time, didn't we, brother? And I remember before they had asked me to give the devotion. And so I was in my office and I was thinking about what I was going to share that night. And, you know, be careful that I wouldn't preach. I just wanted to, you know, do my job and get out of the way so the evangelist could preach. But I was so stirred up that night. And I remember in my office, I took my shoes off. I had my shoes off. And I just, in my head, I thought, you know what? I'm going to write devil on my shoe, my sole of my feet, shoe. So in big black Sharpie, I wrote devil on my shoes. And I forgot about it. I was putting the devil where he belongs. How many of you know sometimes we need to put the devil where he belongs? Yeah, tell him he can mind his own business. Can stay out of your business. Amen? And I remember that night came and the atmosphere was amazing. The power of God was moving in that place. And I remember the evangelist announced me, got up and put his hand on me. And when he put his hand on me, I fell out in the spirit. And I fell out with my feet facing the audience. And I want to tell you that young black lady that had lost her husband only a few weeks before and said she couldn't keep the church and her ministry was over because it was all within her husband and their ministry and it was just over. And she said she had settled to that. But she said when she looked up and saw my shoes and saw the devil on the soles of my feet, she said, you know what? That's where he belongs. And she did a little shout across the front of that building. And you know what God did? God restored her, brought her back, let her ministry continue on. Come and tell you, God is doing mighty things and he will do mighty things. The devil is under our feet. The devil is defeated. Stop listening to him and start listening to what God is speaking to us today. He's saying, don't forbear. Don't worry about if people, you know, they told us when they would train us to go out and when we were younger and we were being trained in ministry, we had to go, we went door to door. Y'all remember that? We knocked on doors. And I remember they even told you, you know, put your foot out in the doors. I never did that though. I didn't want anybody to break my foot, you know what I'm saying? But I would tell them about Jesus. Jerry would tell, it was really kind of a difficult for us. It was, I had to get out of our comfort zone. But you know what God's telling us? Forbear no longer. There's fire in your bones. There's a message in your heart. There's a time right now that God is saying to us, he wants to do something mighty. He wants to fill every seat in this room. He wants to bring your friends, your loved ones into the house of the Lord. And God is going to, I believe, going to open the doors. And I'm not just talking about or just speaking something as hype. I'm not doing that. I'm telling you, I feel the unction of the Holy Spirit that says we have fire that's shut up in our bones, the Word of God, and once it is released, I will tell you, no matter what the enemy has tried to do to stop it, it cannot stop it. It's going to come down mightily like treasure from the mountains and flow through our land and through our communities and through the church. And somebody else say, praise God, I believe that. I agree with that, and I believe it in Jesus' name. I believe that God is saying to us that He wants us to have revival. Some people say, well, it's not going to be the same. I've even had people to tell me, you know, well, you're not going to have revivals like you used to. I can't believe that. I can't settle for that. I can't say, I believe that when God releases and the people are ready for revival, I believe God's going to do something. I believe God is going to allow the thing that's been resistant and holding the church back is going to be broken in Jesus' name. How many of you believe that right now, that it's going to be broken in Jesus' name? Hallelujah. Fire up God's word. Bringing a purging to us all. A sanctifying fire. Bringing revelation and deliverance. You see, I still believe the Word of God will change hearts. Come on, somebody. I don't care where they've been. When Jerry and I would go to the prison, or we have been in a place where we would be ministering to people that had a background that was, whether it was drugs or whatever it was, God set them free. God set them free. God gloriously saved them. And I believe He wants to do that today. He wants to do that again in the house excuse me, of the Lord. See, when Jesus was revealed in Luke 3, 16, 17, John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to loose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand. And he will thoroughly purge his floor and will gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. You know what's going to happen? Before Jesus Christ comes, there's going to be a release of the power of God's Word through the unction of the Holy Spirit that will break down and bring deliverance and break barriers that have been resistant. I'm telling you, I believe God is going to tear old strongholds that have been resistant and have been stopping the move of God in this town. Come on, somebody in Alvarado, Texas, you need a revival. We need a revival wherever we are. We need to declare the Word of God, that God would bring revival to every community. If you believe that, would you say, praise the Lord, I believe it in Jesus' name. See, there's going to be a time where there's going to be a sanctifying fire, and you need to understand Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Ghost. And it says here, that not only is He the baptizer in the Holy Ghost, and not only is the Father pleased with Him on this day, this is my Son whom I am well pleased. He started His ministry. He went in the desert, was tempted for 40 days, and victoriously came out of that desert, ready to minister the Word of God, and did great miracles, signs and wonders. God still does miracles. God's still moving in lives. You need to know that this morning. But I believe we need to get a picture of what it is when you have a fire. How many of you have? I did this one time, Marvin Beezer. We went deer hunting one time, and I was freezing to death. I told him, I said, man, I'm never coming out here again with you. I'm going to die. He said, preacher, pastor, he said, I'll just build a fire. I said, well, get it built. I'm freezing to death. I mean, I had to sleep in a canopy of in my sleeping bag. We were going to deer hunt the next morning. But I remember I could start hearing the crackling of that fire outside. And I said, you know what? I think I'm going to go over and get by the fire. That's where the warmth is. That's where the heat is. And I remember that Marvin had a jacket. And the fire was getting going. But I remember watching him. And he'd take his jacket and he would do like this. And when he did that, those coals in that fire started flaming up. And the fire got hotter and hotter and hotter. And let me just tell you, I believe that the fan is still in the hand of Jesus Christ. He's ready to fan the flame of fire of this land. Oh, somebody ought to shout hallelujah. I believe he wants to do it for this generation, for this time. God's no respecter of persons. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If we really believe that, then we ought to get prepared for what God is going to do.
Yes.
You, I want to share this with you, and I something that I believe I'll be able to at some point come back, and I'm going to share some things with you. I don't have time this morning, but I know that the church, God wants the church to be great.
Amen.
Amen. Again, struggling, not in decline. If you look at the statistics, it's Barnum says it's in decline. That's his statistic. Let me just tell you, there's an undertow.
Yes, there is.
A movement of God and the power of God and the word that's being invested. Yes. And let me just tell you, it's they're getting prepared to be released.
Yes.
It's going to be released. And when it's released, it's going to be a fan that our Lord and Savior is going to fan that flame. And that thing's going to be released in the land in which we live. It's going to be released in our time. It's going to be released for our children. It's going to be released for this church. Somebody ought to say, praise God, I'm ready for the fire of God to be released in our heart.
Amen.
You know, there's nothing like being a great church. You know that when you look at history, Jerusalem, the church at Jerusalem, was steeped in religion and tradition, and would not change. Do you know what happened to that church? It emptied out. The people in Jerusalem that were there in that church went to Antioch. You know why? Because Antioch was on fire for God. Let me tell you something right now. We're not the only church, but we need to realize we are the church. And God wants us to be great. In the fact, when you use that acronym, GREAT, the great church, if you take G, that means that of great, it's a church of grace. How many of you know we need grace in the church? We need to realize that God wants us, when you take the R in great, we need to be relational. You need to be building relationships with people in your community.
Right.
And don't just leave it up to your pastor. Come on, somebody. Everyone in this room has a responsibility to be relational.
Yeah.
Amen? How many of you believe that? And then also that the E in great is evangelistic. I believe that evangelism needs to be an ongoing thing in the church. We need to also, when you look at great and you look at that A, it's to be an anointed church. How many of you know we need the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
When we look at this, it's anointed, but it's not only anointed. When you take that T that's in great, it's a tenacious church. Listen to me. Know my heart. Stop whining. Come on, somebody. Stop forbearing. Stop complaining. Am I preaching this right? You don't have to have me back. That's all right. You know what I mean? God help us. That we will not forbear, that we will not be stuck in where we are, that we're going to be persistent to change. That's what I have this morning, is just say, God, make us great again. Let us be tenacious again. Let us be evangelistic. Let us be anointed. Let us be relational. Let us have grace. Come on, somebody, that when we do that, we will be great. The church will be great again. Amen. In these last days. And so I believe God wants us to pray and seek for guidance and seek for the the direction that God has for the church.
Amen.
For the vision. How many of you that were with that in the leadership, how many of you have been writing things down in your, where it talks about where you, how your, what you're feeling as far as the vision? Somebody want to share with one thing that they're feeling? That God led them? Brother Hall, did you have something that you God really laying on your heart? Just kind of, what is God saying to you? To say, I want this to be manifested in me and in the church.
Stay connected to the vine. You know, we're the branch.
That's where the life is.
The fruit.
That's right. If we're not connected to the lifeline, listen to me, you'll die. That there's no, you're not exempt. That's why we have to have this sobering message in our spirit today to say, you know what? We don't want to die. We don't want to be in decline. We want to be great again. We want the church to be vibrant again. I want everybody in this room that wants this church to be great again and vibrant again and the fire burning in this house on a continual basis. Would you stand to your feet right now and say, Lord, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for God to do what you want to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, Father, supernaturally, in this house, supernaturally release into the hearts of those that are in this house today the word that you have for them today, that you have put into their hearts today. And if God has put something in your heart and you want it to be released, I want you to come and let us pray for you. Come on to the front, let us pray with you. You're feeling something very, very that needs to be released. It needs to be nurtured. I want you to come right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God help us. God help us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord God. Jerry, come help me. Brother Hall. Hallelujah. Come our elders. Be released in me. Your heart would have been open from the time you walked in that door.
Amen.
God help us. That burden. Go ahead.
Insecurity. Get away from me. I need that insecurity so I can go boldly. I need to walk boldly into my ministry.
Absolutely. Let's just pray for that.
Yes.
God, you said that we have access and boldness when we come. Right now, Father, and my sister, oh, that anxiousness, that intimidation that the enemy tries to bring against her, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I come against it right now, that for the boldness that God, you have given to her to move and ministry and do the work of the kingdom. Father, I pray for that to be manifested. God, for you to release it in her. Lord God, that it be strengthened today. That what she's heard will become a part of her heart. Lord God, it be released in her today. That the enemy can't stop, God, what you have begun. The work that you're doing right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I want you to raise your hands and I want you to say, Lord, I'm not going to be held back any longer. Lord, I'm going to be released, Lord God, in what you want me to do. In Jesus, like fire right now. In the name of Jesus. We praise you for it. Right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I want to listen to me. It just takes one person.
Amen.
One person is a key. That young lady ended up winning 75 people for Jesus Christ in that church. It changed the course of that church. Don't tell me God can't take one individual, one person, and cause a fire to begin in this house. You need to be, Lord, I want to be that fire. I want to be that fire today. I want to release, Lord God, what you have right now. In the name of Jesus, no matter what you had in the past, no matter where it's, what your past looks like, God is saying, I want to have a future for you. I have something that I want you to fulfill. Right now, you're not being held back anymore. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, right now, the things that have hindered, the things that have tried to cause her to refrain and forbear, Lord God, I bind in the name of Jesus. Lord God, the things that you want to release into her, Lord God, that you will release right now in the name of Jesus. She's your daughter. You love her. And Father, you're no respecter of persons. And you want to release those good things.
life and into her spirit. Right now, I ask that she would receive it. Receive it right now. I want you to raise your hands up to this. You just say, Lord, I receive it right now. In the name of Jesus, I receive, Lord God, what you have for me right now. In Jesus' name. Somebody told me one time, can you have church on your job? You sure can. You can have church at Walmart. I know what I'm talking about. I remember my dad, no, it was at Kroger. My dad was so full of the Spirit one day, but my mama asked him to make an errand. So he went out, and he was still just bubbling over. He went to Kroger and went down, started going down the aisle, and it just started bubbling up in his spirit. He started speaking in tongues. Walking down the aisle, just letting the Holy Ghost use him. All the way down the aisle. When he got to the end, there was a lady standing right there. She said, sir, would you stop and speak? She said, I don't know what that was, but I'm telling you, I felt God. I felt the presence of God. You know what? You can be an inspiration. You can be a vehicle. You can be an instrument in the hand of God. Do you believe that right now? That I want everybody in the house to say, Lord, I want to be that instrument. I want to be that instrument. I want you to be that instrument. I want you to say, you know what? Take all the restrictions off. It doesn't matter where I'm at, what I'm doing. Lord, I want you to use me because there's people you can reach. Nobody else can, bro. That's just the way it is. But the Lord's going to help you. He's going to help you do it. Right now for my brother, Lord God. Open doors of ministry. Lord God, open people's hearts to hear. Lord God, what you put in his heart, what you treasured in him, Lord God, let it be released. Lord God, let others see it in him so that it's being released, Lord God, in the hearts that desperately need it. Right now, in the name of Jesus, wherever he's at, whatever he's doing, Father, let it happen. Let it manifest right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Marshall, I want you to come here. He talked about something a while ago, but every time he preaches, when I'm around him, his heart is to bring life to this church. He wants life to be birthed in this church. And let me just tell you something. That life is through Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yes, it is.
And when you're an instrument used by the hand of God, you're facing some surgery in a few weeks, aren't you? God's going to be with you supernaturally. I believe that with all my heart. You're not going to miss a lick. God is going to be with you and strengthen you right now in the name of Jesus. Healing, restoration, right now for this pastor, for Pastor Hall, Lord God, I pray for a quickening, Lord God, in this house, in his heart, in his spirit, Lord God, for life to be released into the hearts of the people right now in the name of Jesus. Fire right now in Jesus' name. Fire right now in Jesus' name. Fire right now in Jesus' name. Turn void, but it will accomplish that which it is set out to do. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we know it's going to be successful, reproved, Lord God. And we just ask right now that our hearts will be strengthened today.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Right now, in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Right now, Father. Up! Hallelujah. Wherever you are, you need to realize something. When we have it in us, we don't put it on a shelf.
No.
It goes with us.
Wherever. Yeah.
Wherever you are. Right now, the record of our short right now, Father. Releasing, Lord God, in the hearts of those that are around her, Lord God, refreshing, Lord, fresh power. Lord God, and Holy Spirit, Lord God, refreshing right now in the name, in her strength and her body right now in Jesus' name. To fulfill what you have asked us to do. Tried to come back and oppress your spirit and keep you from flourishing, and it's got to leave right now. Liberty right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Holy Spirit, Father, right now, renewal and restoration, Lord God. Straighten the breakdown barriers, Lord God. Barriers and restrictions, Lord God, and the things that try to cause us to refrain, Father. I bind in the name of Jesus. We release, Lord God, your power and your word in our hearts, Lord God, that you have poured into our heart. It's there, Gary. It's there, ready to be released. Right now, in Jesus' name, it'll be released right now in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. 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 Father, strengthen this marriage. Strengthen the bond right now in the mighty name of Jesus and what you desire to do with them. And we praise you for it right now. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Anybody else? I know. Father, shelter her in her misery right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, shelter her with your loving arms right now. Protect her, keep her, Lord God, right now. The only way you can, Father, your peace that passes all understanding, right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And be a witness to your family. Be a witness to your family. In the name of Jesus. Amen. How many of you know we can be a witness to our family in the most difficult times? God will help us.
Amen. Amen. Brother Springer, you mentioned this word earlier about the restrictions coming off. Would you say an ending prayer over our church family that every restriction, whether it's been put on by the enemy, we know that comes from the enemy, or through our own flesh, whatever reason, but that restriction be broken off of us today.
Not on? Yeah, I think it is, but still okay. I want you, we're going to release together. The Bible says we're two or three together.
Yes.
His name, he's there in the midst. Would you reach over there and grab the person's hand next to you? Just reach over there and grab your hand right
now.
Yes. That person that you feel comfortable right now.
Yes.
Grab his hand.
Come on down,
all right.
Yeah.
Ready? Come on.
He's right here. Jesus.
Amber, where are you at, baby? Come on.
She's over here.
Okay.
Okay. Father, help us to be relational. Everybody in this room. It's a treasure. This church family, they're precious. You love them, everyone. Father, I pray that there will be a release of the things that you have desired for them to do through vision. Whatever has tried to hinder, whatever has tried to stand in the way, and that old stronghold that, Father, you put in my heart that's being broken right now, that old stronghold's being broken right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That thing that's tried to destroy the reputation, I bind the lips, I bind the tongue that speaks it. I bind it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that, Lord God, whatever's bound on earth will be bound in heaven. And, Lord, that you will loose your words. You will loose your spirit in our hearts. Right now, Father, to be bold and to be brave and courageous, Father, to release what you have for us in this day and for us in the what we have in the future. I pray it be released right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.